All right, ready? Are you guys ready?
Bop, 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 bop.
Okay. All right, that was... Oh, wow. That looks like it's going to be a great movie.
All eyes on me. All eyes on that movie.
Oh, man, yeah. Mm. I remember everything about that movie. Think about it.
You do, man. You have a good memory.
All right, well, I say, hey, 10 buckets of popcorn for me. That's the score I'm giving that movie.
Oh, wow.
When it comes out.
Oh, wow. I'm going to give it a little more modest, you know. Maybe I didn't like it that much, but I'm going to say, 7 heads of cabbage.
Nice.
Okay.
How about you, Justin?
You know what? In the beginning, before I saw the ending Burger King scene, I was going to give it 9 bushels of arugula. But after that Burger King scene... I'm going to go ahead and give it 11, there is such a rating.
That was a
bushels
great
of arugula.
Scene. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, high praise all around from us.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's move into our second and final film of this episode.
Yep.
This is one I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And I know you guys are, too. By one of our favorite directors of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Nolan. He's got a new one coming out. It's called Dunkirk.
Mm.
Okay. Let me just read you what it's about, just to catch everyone up.
Oh, yeah.
Just to catch you up. So, Dunkirk. Allied soldiers from Belgium, the British Empire, and Canada, and France are surrounded by German army and evacuated during a fierce battle in World War II.
Hmm.
That's it.
That's it. That's the movie.
That's all it says.
No,
wow. Hold These on. Usually longer synopses.
Let me find a note.
Let's see what Harvey, so we're on IMDb right now, and there's people's names, like users, like doing like, it's basically people saying like, I have a better way to say the synopsis. All right.
So, Dick Nolan. He's probably related to Christopher Nolan. So who knows?
Dick Nolan, actually, I don't know if you knew this, but that's his little brother. He's 19. Great. His parents had him really late, right? He's kind of a dick, but...
Wow, they knew that.
Yeah.
Like, right when he was born.
Wow.
Dick Nolan, yeah.
Wow.
They knew he was going to be, like, the spoiled brat, because his brothers were so successful, right? And
yeah.
They already come from a rich family, so it's just all this money, and then Dick Nolan's in the mix, just being a little brat.
That.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun all fact. Right, well, here, let's check it out.
Okay. The writer knows all right.
The film depicts the dramatic and true story of the Dunkirk of evacuations from a war-torn beach and harbor in France, following the seemingly doomed plight of Allied soldiers in World War II. As the enemy forces close in, it seems the troops have nowhere to go, but help is on hand, and fierce battle ensues.
See, I like that way better than the first one.
Yeah.
More emotional.
Yeah, oh man, Dick Nolan. That's what he's talking about.
You know what?
Little Dick.
He's a writer in his own right. He's writing synopsis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one stars Tom Hardy and Kenneth Branagh.
Mm.
Only two people billed in the cast.
Really?
That's all it
it's
has.
It's top billed cast.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. They have more people.
There's more people in it.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is in it.
Ooh, little Harry Styles.
One Direction.
A bunch of, you know, big names that are usually in a lot of Chris Nolan movies.
Yeah.
Is the One Direction guy in here?
No.
Yeah.
So, really? I'd like to go,
moving up.
Guys?
Yes.
Let's get to the chase here. I really want to show this stuff.
You want to show a scene from it?
I want to show a scene from
it. Hey, it's a special request, but I'll allow it. Go ahead, show a scene.
It's not a special request, because we show it all the time. All right? You're lying.
Okay.
whatever
guys, you say.
I just want to say that this scene right here, which is the opening scene, it just shows all the action that's going to come up in the scene, and it's going to show it's at the beach, right? It's a very beachy movie.
It takes place on a beach.
It takes place on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I say we just get right into it and we just start showing what we're going to, you know, because we saw it, guys, as you know, we saw you see everything. And
advanced copy
the whole thing.
Yeah.
And,
but I want to see it in IMAX because it's going to come out in IMAX.
Yeah. It's going
to
be different.
By the way, guys, if you see the seat in IMAX, because that's the way it's meant to be seen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huge movie. Really dark, too. Very intense.
Oh, it's very intense. Very, very intense. This first scene is just a sign of things to come in the rest of the movie, right?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
theme and the way it's gonna roll out, and it's different.
Mm. Very different.
You want to show it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Oh boy. How you doing? How you doing, you old sailor?
Hello there, American man.
Well, I'm just in town on vacation, and I thought you guys have a great town.
Well, thank you very much. This is very nice. Well, this isn't my town. This is Belgium. This Belgium town.
Belgium?
Yeah. Belgium. Did you know that this little guy right here, this town, is in Belgium?
Belgium.
Sir?
That sounds just swell.
It's very nice. Sir, I would advise you to perhaps go to another area, because there's going to be German soldiers coming into this beach very soon.
Germans? Well, I was in Germany twice. Back in 1927.
Yes, well, that would have been fine. But now, are you aware of the current events going on?
Current events? No, I was in a very strange accident and I just woke up from a coma.
Oh my goodness. Well, I've got a lot of catching up to do. Okay, so I don't know how to say this, but there's war and pandemonium going on all around the world.
War, you say?
Yes, and this is pretty much the epicenter of said war.
Well, that won't do.
Yes, I know. Very upsetting.
What can I do about it?
Well,
who do I talk to about this war ending?
Would you like to fight in the war?
Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Well, okay, perhaps, so you don't fight physically, you would not want to kill a man, correct?
No, I physically can't, my muscles have atrophied from over 20 years of being in a coma.
Wow, you're very aware of what's going on, you were in a hospital, correct, and then you were told all this information. God, you just have the right spirit, but I have to talk to my general first before... But maybe we could try to fit you in somewhere to try to have you help out, because your enthusiasm is very much better than everyone else here, because the morale has gone down on these beaches.
I would love to speak to a general.
Okay, well, let me speak to him first, and then maybe just do some exercises or something, maybe to get yourself back in condition. I don't know if the doctor recommended...
Good idea. Yes. I'm going to run in place.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Sir?
Yes?
Admiral? Joni? Binchels, reporting for duty, sir?
Yes, at ease.
Thank you. So...
You're very tense.
Well, sir, I mean, the Germans are coming, and...
Why?
I have a query. I hope you don't mind. There was an American man, very chipper, and his morale was just that of one I've never seen before. Unfortunately, he's unaware of the World War II that's going on around us right now. And he has happened to be in the epicenter of it, obviously, here. But he wants to get involved somehow and fight, and I just really want to... We just want to help him out, and maybe we can put him somewhere. He doesn't fight, though. That's the problem.
Have you told him about this World War II?
Yes, I told him that it's very bad. I didn't want to go into details, because, it's very gruesome, and I just don't think it's necessary. But I told him there's a war going on, and he probably knows World War I. He's been in a coma since 1927.
He's been in a coma?
Yes.
How did he get in this coma?
I really don't know. I didn't ask.
Did you ask?
I didn't.
I can answer that for you.
Oh, hi. Hey.
I can just step in here.
He's here. This is him.
My goodness. He's so thin.
Yes, I was in a coma for almost 20 years.
He's also very pale.
Well, it was inside.
You look like you're near death.
I wish they would have put me outside for some of that coma.
Do a push-up at least. Let's see what you have.
I very rigorously ran in place.
Maybe eat something or something. He looks terrible.
I know. I would love some Belgium chocolate.
I mean, we're about to die, all of us, but...
I know. Do you, any of you boys, have some Belgium chocolate?
No, our reserves were cut off by the Germans. We're here to our death.
Yeah, I mean... Sir, look, I know it might seem very mundane.
Oh, a plane.
Oh.
Sounds like a German F-16.
They've made some improvements since my day.
Yes, air travel has improved quite a bit, actually. It's actually been more expedient than ever before, and will ever will be.
Well, it sounds great. Why are we fighting?
He's far too uninformed. I just don't think he could participate.
We...
No, I will fight. With my mind. I will talk to them. I will talk sense into them.
No, it's beyond that. I mean,
I was the champion debater at my school.
Hear him out. I mean, give me some of your stuff. I mean, maybe, perhaps he could debate.
We are beyond words. No, he's not going to be talking to the Germans.
I mean, who knows? The power of words can be very powerful.
All right, well, let me just think here for a second. I have an idea. A grand idea.
I'm sorry, are you telling me, or are you going to, this is what you're going to tell the Germans?
I'm speaking to all of you.
Okay, okay. All right.
But is it like
to
a
scenario? To all your soldiers and your men here.
Oh, what's his name? What's my name? What's he talking about?
Who is this guy?
Here's my idea. What if we got into our planes and we got into our boats and we drove them over to the Germans and we just wanted to talk to them? Maybe they're just looking for a friend. Maybe they want someone to relate to.
No, that won't work.
No, it doesn't. It's not what they want.
It's not going to work. They're just going to kill us, I think.
Did you try it? Did you try talking to them?
No, but it's safe to assume that they wouldn't want to do that because of their want. You don't understand what these men want. They want world domination. They want to take over the entire world.
I'm sorry. So you're a debater. What would you say if you ran into one of these guys?
A German.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would say I love your country. Your cuisine is second to none. I would also tell them that we are the same.
Okay, no, that's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
It's just not going to work.
Why not? I mean,
they'll shoot you. Here's the thing.
They believe that their race is superior to ours. No mixing of any race. Very Anglo, blue eyes, blonde hair. Anyone with...
Like me?
Well, yes. That's a good point. However, you're American.
Well, I came from Germany.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You were born in Germany.
I was born in Germany.
I mean...
Is it German?
Do you know German?
Yes. Duh.
That's
nope,
Russian.
That's Russian.
Nope. Yeah. Okay, listen. You mean well, but you don't understand. These men want to fight and kill us. Okay, and I seriously doubt what you know about Germany. And that you were born in Germany. And I think at this point you're lying to us.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. Is this display all done? Are we done
I'm
here?
I'm so sorry. But I just feel that his spirit is just... We could do something with it.
No, I understand. You've been enchanted by his...
I know, but I believe in him for some reason.
He looks like he's going to die. He knows nothing of the war. He knows
Teach
nothing
me
of
how
Germany.
To fly these planes.
No, we're not going to do that. We have no plane.
I was a pilot.
You said you were a fisherman.
Were you a pilot?
I never said such things.
No, maybe you're right. All right, well then.
I was a pilot back in my day, the 1920s.
Planes were very different back then. They were just, you know, they're more like carriages.
Yes, so teach me how to fly these new ones.
Can I ask you, what plane did you fly? Like, what model plane?
I would say it was probably the third or fourth model from the Wright brothers.
Nah, it's not gonna work.
That's not the thing. Yep, that's not the thing. Okay.
I have the experience.
No,
I have the enthusiasm.
We don't need any pilots.
I'm very well rested. Right. I won't fall asleep. Right. I shan't.
Right now.
I believe that.
All we need.
I believe you will do that.
Right now, all we need is boats, okay? Because we need to sail across the English Channel to safety, get back home, and save these 60,000 men that are now waiting on for their death. Do you have a boat on you, person, right now?
Do I have a boat on my person? No. I don't. I can check. I can look.
Just look. Patch yourself down, perhaps.
No.
No? Okay. Do you have one waiting for you in the ocean?
No, I'm a pilot.
No. Oh, God.
Listen. Raoul, you're my best friend.
Yes.
We need to go help the Germans.
Okay.
We need to help them.
Okay. Why?
Because they're doing some very bad things.
Okay. Oh, Hitler? Hitler is bad? Raoul? Do not like Hitler?
I don't know who Hitler is, but...
Oh, no.
He sounds like a bad... Is he one of the generals?
See?
See? But here, he say everyone, he's a dead. Except for me and my friends, my hombres. So, I no help Hitler, no.
Tell me, Raul, how did you make it to Belgium?
I was in Texas. I was ranching, I was singing and dancing.
Texas, you're saying Texas?
See?
Texas. Yes.
And I was having fun, and then on the radio, FDR comes on, and he says, Pearl Harbor attack, we need soldiers. And I say, okay. So I go, and I'm fighting here, and now I'm here to fight the Hitler. Do you know him?
No, Raul, I was in a coma. I've only met you today, but you're my best friend.
Hey. What's that man doing here, Steve? Come on, man. Are you still here?
I have a name.
So. I'm sorry, what's your name? That was very rude of me. I'm sorry.
Well,
excuse me. Hey, he's my best friend. Today, we are best friends.
You've just met him today.
But he's very nice to me. And perhaps you can give him a job fighting the Germans.
All right, fine.
My name is Aldous.
What's your last name?
Huxley.
Aldous Huxley.
Yes.
You're near death. You know nothing of the war or Germany. But damn it, you have that spirit.
Excuse me. He can fly a plane. He told me.
He's been saying a lot of things to a lot of people.
He said four Wright brothers plane. He said he flew it in 1927.
You flew with the Wright brothers?
Yes, I was there when they flew a plane.
You were there?
I watched them fly their first plane.
Oh.
Kitty Hawk.
Did you ever fly such plane?
Yes.
All right, this is our last shot, man. We really got to get this fucking done or everyone's going to fuck.
Man, all the investors are watching this, man. Oof.
Jesus Christ. I'm so stressed out. Hey, man. Hey, listen. Okay?
Yeah.
This doesn't work out. I got a gas station.
Okay.
That my grandpa bought. Oh, he wants us to run it.
It's a perfect plan B.
Yeah, we're good, man. Oh, but I love it. Listen.
Hey, Orville.
Aldous. Hey, Aldous. What's up, Aldous, man?
Hey, Wilbur. Hey, what's up, Wilbur?
God, Aldous, you are just huge, man. You just won't stop eating, man.
Yeah, man. You really got to, like, figure it out. You're overweight.
You are just far too large right now.
My mom makes all this food, and she just wants me to eat it. She says I need to get bigger. Need to get bigger. But
it's not true, but listen, man. We're like, in the middle of doing our...
growing.
Okay. Listen, man. We're in the middle of doing this thing called an airplane, and we really got to get it off the ground.
Orville, that's what...
Yeah.
I want to help.
Okay.
I can help.
All right. Can you,
Do you know anything about aerodynamics?
Yeah. Gravity, physics.
Engineering.
What?
Okay, you don't. Clearly. Okay, so, you know, if you want to just watch from over here, if you could just kind of back up in the field, it'd be really great if you could do that. We need a space, and we need everything to be clear so that it can fly. This is our last shot.
I'll stand over by your tools, and if you need any tools, I'll just run them out to you.
No, that's perfect. Whatever.
Okay,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, sure.
It's working.
Oh my god.
It's working.
Oh my god, this is great.
It's working. Orville. Orville, get out of the way.
Oh shit.
Orville, what are you doing?
Oh no.
Move.
Oh shit.
No.
Move. Hey, we fucking did it, man. Fuck this guy. We fucking flew. Hey.
Your plane, it's ripped in half.
Wilbur. Yeah. Gives a shit. We fucking flew. We flew for fucking 10 minutes.
Man.
Who cares?
We did fuck.
Fuck you, Aldous. You fucking piece of shit. Don't tell anyone you were ever here, okay? We don't want you to fucking spread. You lie. You're a fucking liar and you're fat. Fuck you, man. I'm sorry. I'm just so fucking excited.
No, dude.
Yeah.
No,
fuck yeah.
You're right, man.
Woo! Fuck this guy. We fucking flew, baby! Fuck all those people.
The Wright brothers were my best friends. Oh my goodness. They taught me everything they knew about
me. Isa Wilbur, Orville, Wright brothers.
Tell me, where is the private who was here earlier, who befriended me?
He died earlier in a bombing raid by the Germans.
This death is on not only your hands, mine.
Excuse me?
What? Isa, your fault?
I told you. That man was my best friend.
I have the right to court-martial you if you were part of my army.
I told you, I'm not part of your army.
Well, guess what? My name you are part of my army now. I just recruited you, you're part of my army, and now I'm going to court-martial you. You're going to jail.
How dare you?
No, you wanted to be part of my army, now you're part of my army, and I'm court-martialing.
Captain!
Yes?
Hey! We captured a German, a fucking crow, that killed Jiminy!
Good. Who speaks German around here?
I do.
No, you don't.
Hey, no! It don't matter, he speaks English!
Ah, perfect.
Yeah! We started fucking swearing at him, and then he understood what we said, and we were happy because we fucking told him a bunch of shit about, yeah.
Good.
You should have heard it, Captain.
No, give me a sample. What did you say to him?
Well, I was like, hey, you fucking kraut. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah, good.
You fucking smell like sour beans.
Nah.
I told him that, and he said, I know it's been like sour beans. You smell like sour beans.
No, don't let him give that to you. No.
I said, your food is stupid. All you have is sausages and sauerkraut and all that beer.
These are perfect. These are perfect things to say to a prisoner.
He said, it was good. And I said, no, it ain't. And then, you should have heard Neville. Neville came in and he said something about his mother. Even though he never met her, but he said, I had sex with your mother. And then the German just said, no, he didn't, but then Neville kept saying he did.
Oh, can I ask you a question now? Did you get any information from him?
No, not yet, sir, but we will after we break him with our insults.
Bring him forth, let me talk to him.
All right, hold on. Hey, bring the German!
Bring the German!
Here he is, Captain.
Hello.
Alright, German. First off, I'm gonna cut to the chase.
Oh.
Right there. This is a sample. Just a little taste.
What did you do to this man? This man needs our help.
I'm gonna tell you right now. That's as best it's ever gonna get from this day forth.
Sergeant, you are out of control right now.
Yeah.
You need to treat this man as a human being.
Too bad I haven't endured so much pain in the war that I didn't feel the pain of the shot in my leg.
So, what is your name?
My name is Hans.
Hans?
Yes.
Hans, I will help you with your wound. This man is a monster.
Are you American?
Yes, I'm American. German born.
Oh, German born. Why did you go to America?
My family took me there.
Oh.
To Kitty Hawk.
Do you like the baseball and the cheeseburgers?
I like a few baseball games here and there.
Or just a few, not all of them.
Whenever I can get to one.
Well, your scum, I hate you. I spit in your face. I think all of you are stupid. The insults your men were giving me were so bad. This man over here, Neville, he said he was having sex with my mother. But he never did. He's never met her.
You are cowardly, Mort.
I'm not.
Even though this man spit in my face, I will not stoop to his level. I will treat him with kindness and love, like every human deserves.
You can communicate with him. Obviously we can all communicate with him, but I'm saying, you can communicate with him as a German. You know what I mean? So, tell him this. Tell him that he's got to tell us our escape route, or I'm going to put another bullet through his other knee.
Listen, this man will shoot you if you do not tell him what he wants to know.
I don't care. Have him shoot me again.
You don't want to be shot.
And how shooting... do you know? I love pain. I'm used to it now. The shot he gave me stung a little bit. But after that, it's all the same, baby.
Hans, we are brothers.
You know this. We are brothers in the same way that every human on Earth is a brother.
Can I shoot him now? I want to put another bullet
in. No, I want him to keep talking. This is very cute. We are like brothers?
Yes, we are. We're
He's toying with you. You're losing him.
We're family. We're a human family. This is what I've learned in my coma.
I only have two brothers, Gunther and Hans, my other brother Hans. He's my name. This is a very mix-up for my parents.
Hans, listen to me. I'm trying to help you.
Why do I need your help?
Because you're about to die if you do not accept my help.
I welcome death. It is okay.
Take a message back to your friend Hitler.
Okay.
Tell him to stop this war. It is unnecessary. We can all live together. There's enough room on the world, on the earth, for all of us to live side by side. Tell him this, please, for me.
You want me to tell him that? Yes. So if I tell him that, then he won't shoot me?
Yes.
I'll tell him all of that. I promise.
Excuse me, sir. So what did he say? I mean, obviously, we can all communicate with each other, but I want to know, you know, what's your sort of take on it?
He said he's going to go and tell Hitler to end this war. Because
he's going to go and tell Hitler? Yes, how? Are we going to let him go?
Yes, I'm going to tell him that.
I told him we would let him go.
I promised. I promised him. We are German. We are both German. It's okay.
You spit in his face, sir.
But at first I was mad at him, and then now it's all better. I forgive him.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You seem like you're lying.
No, I've never lied.
You've never lied?
No, I've never lied.
He has never lied in his life.
How do you know this?
Because he just said it.
He seems like a real piece of shit. I don't think he's going... I think he's probably lying to you.
This is the best man I've ever known.
I thought... What happened to your best friend? The Mexican?
Raul?
Yes.
He's dead.
Another man.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I promise. What?
I want to shoot you through the stomach right now for taking Raul.
But then I won't... I didn't kill him, I promise.
No, but your people did.
But I didn't say to do it.
You deserve a bullet for it.
If it was up to me, I would say save him. He seems like a nice guy.
He seemed like a nice guy. He's gone now.
Well, I mean, you could shoot me, but I won't tell the Führer that to end the war. It's up to you.
Do you swear?
Yes, I swear. Promise.
Raise your hand and swear.
I'm sorry. I'm just so used
that
to
that. That was a Heil Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're used to it, right? You do it every day. I'm sorry. Okay, I swear. Do you want to put it up please. Like this?
No!
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh.
Hans.
Yes.
I saved your life.
Okay. Shh.
You're my best friend.
Sir, why would you do that? He obviously doesn't care.
No, I care so much. I'm so sorry.
No, obviously he doesn't. Oh. He's not even crying.
Oh, Hans. I can't cry because the pain is so deep.
Hans.
Yes.
You stupid man. Why did you take my
message to Hitler.
Okay, what is
Tell
it?
Tell him to end this war.
Okay, I promise I will do that.
Wow.
Not Christopher Nolan's best.
No, but it's hard to do that after, you know, you've done The Dark Knight, you know.
Not his best, guys.
No.
But it's such a waste of, like, talent, don't you think?
No, I thought Tom Hardy was fantastic, and I thought his sacrificial sort of move right there was, you know, it was unexpected.
That was okay, yeah, but I mean, the trailers promised, like, a lot of, like, war and shooting and stuff.
And, like, suspense, yeah.
And, God, I mean, for me, it just didn't deliver.
No. You didn't like watching Kenneth Branagh shoot a German in the, you know, in the knee and stuff?
No. And Aldous Huxley, he wrote Brave New World. He was not... Why did they use the same name?
I don't know. I think they just wanted to use a recognizable name from the past, you know?
Mm. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I know.
Listen, Christopher Nolan, I liked his stuff, but I actually hate this movie.
You hate this movie?
Really?
Wow.
And I mean, Christopher Nolan.
Why? Like, what's there to hate about it?
I'm going to say Christopher Nolan, he's done.
Like, really?
He's never going to work again after this.
Jeez.
I mean, mark my words. He's not going to have another movie after this.
Fuck you, dude.
What?
Yeah, Yeah, man.
I'm just saying I don't like this movie.
I mean, it's not that bad. It's great. I think it's great.
No, dude, you've been a real asshole right now. Okay, man?
Yeah.
No, Christopher Nolan makes really good movies. He makes good movies.
I'm just being honest.
You've been a real dick about it, okay, man?
He's a piece of shit director. He sucks at directing.
Whoa, man. Whoa.
That's not true.
He sucks at directing.
That's not fucking true.
No, man. He's actually good.
No one will say it because he's like, oh, he made Interstellar.
Yeah.
And The Dark Knight and Inception.
And Memento.
Yeah.
And Pi.
He's a hack.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a hack.
Do we want to go on anymore? Do we want to finish this? Do you even want to watch the rest of it?
I'm just saying, here, listen. I'm just saying I don't like this movie as much as his other movies.
Hey, okay. Eric, can I say something right now to you? I'll see you in the parking lot.
Okay.
Okay, man. I'm going to see you in the parking lot.
Well, we both parked in there.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to see you in the parking lot, man. You're going to see what happens.
Wait, can I interject? Why don't you just do something now? Why do you have to wait till the parking lot?
No. No, I'm going to finish the show. But then afterwards, bro, I'm going to see you in the parking lot, bro.
Are you trying to say you're going to put hands on me?
I'm not going to say that.
Guys.
I'm not going to say that right now.
Come on. Hey.
You trying to say you're going to put hands on me?
I'm not saying that.
Hey, guys. Let's chill out. Let's get back to the movie vault. We got to get back to what this is all about, guys. This is about movies. We can disagree with each other, okay?
But we've never disagreed with each other before.
I know, and that's why this is hard right now, okay? But it's not going to be that hard, okay? We're not going to make it that hard, okay?
I'll tell you what.
Hmm.
You want to put hands on me, you better call your friend Christopher Nolan and his friend Batman and his friend Bane.
Did you fucking listen to anything I said, dude? Hey, we're going to disagree, man. People can disagree.
Okay, so right now, man, I'm not going to call them because I'm fucking better than all those motherfuckers, okay? I'll fucking put so many fucking hands on you, bro, okay? Parking lot, dude. You wait.
Hey.
I'm going to spin a top through the middle of your head.
Hey, what the fuck does that mean? Hey, listen.
From Inception.
Okay. Listen. Hey.
I'm going to rip your fucking hands out and shove them in your fucking ass,
Pedro,
dude.
Pedro.
Memento.
Pedro.
What?
Stop. You got to stop, man. You got to fucking stop. You're the one instigating this right now. Hey, Eric might be very wrong, which he very much is wrong, but we can't be fighting like this.
He instigated it, bro. He did it first.
I just said an opinion.
He just had his opinion, man.
Okay.
Now you're talking about putting hands on each other, spinning tops, and sticking shit up asses.
Okay. All right.
We can't do that, guys. Okay. Is that what we're all about? Are we about movies?
Because I'll tell you what, dude. I'm not wearing hockey pads.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. Okay? We'll see you in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, I'm not wearing hockey pads.
I know. Okay. All right.
That means I do this for real.
You guys listening to anything I'm saying here? You guys really? You guys about to fight right now? Because the rest of the movie vault's going to be ruined. Okay? We're just going to play clips, and then we're going to disagree. And then it's going to end up in a fight, a fisticuffs, at the end of this. Do you want that?
No.
Okay. Eric, do you want that?
Only if I can win. Piece of
shit. Eric, you could have just said no, and that would have fixed everything. But you had to just continue it, like a fucking 5-year-old.
All right, no, I don't want to fight you.
All right, can we play the next scene?
I don't care.
Okay. I care. Do you guys... Well, if we're not going to play the next scene, then I don't want to play the next scene. Do you guys both want to play the next scene?
I don't care. I mean, I guess we'll do whatever Eric wants
to
do.
Eric, what do you want to do?
I guess we'll play the next scene...
Didn't sound convincing at all. Pedro, do you want to play the next scene? Because he said he wants to play the next scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, that's enough, I guess. Let's just play the next scene.
I really want to see this next scene.
Okay, good. I'm glad. We're past that. We're going to play the next scene no matter what, okay? All right, ready? Let's do this.
Oh, yeah. I told that German. I told him that I fucked his mother. I did. I told him.
Sergeant, you know that nothing was fazing him. I put bullets through him. I put so many bullets through him, he just didn't care.
It's like he's impenetrable.
Emotionally.
We have to figure out the perfect insult for him. And then he can tell all of his German friends and Hitler that we're the best.
and that we'll take him down in every way, physically and emotionally.
Sergeant, I got to say right now, I think our main objective should be getting boats to safety.
Got it inside their minds.
I've just run in to give you this news. Dunkirk is being attacked, and they need us to defend them.
What?
Dunkirk! Dunkirk is being attacked right now! We're the only line of defense. We need to defend.
But,
we need to do something.
Our entire army is there, though. How are we going to defend them? We can't. They're sitting ducks.
Is there any... There's some boats and some planes from the beginning of planes, when planes first started. If there's anyone who knows how to fly them, we can fly them and use them to save Dunkirk.
Gather the boats. We're going to see if we can get as many men on top of him. And we'll see if we can bring them back to England. Bring them back home. And save all of them. Get all the fishermen. Tell them that we're going to start a covert rescue mission. It's got to be hush-hush. Nobody can know about it. Not even the Germans. No radio talk. No nothing. Okay?
Hey, sir. I'm into that idea. However, can I also insult the Germans while we do it?
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
Of course, you can always insult the Germans.
Because I really think I've got some good ones, you know, better than the ones I told you, because those were bad.
All right, well,
I'll admit that.
Okay. I have a gramophone speaker.
You do.
Hooked up to a microphone.
No, perfect.
We attacked them physically, bought our guns, and then bought our souls.
I can attach it to the boat you're on, and you can yell at them.
Oh, I got one. I'm going to yell. I figured it out. I'll say, hey... You ready to get turned into some sauerkraut sandwiches? And then are we blasting with bullets?
That's great.
Because the sauerkraut sandwiches are a very popular dish there.
They put sauerkraut in sandwiches? No, they just put it in,
You put it in rye bread or in a hot dog. And so it's a Reuben.
They love Reuben.
They do. So they would be like, no, we're not that. We're so... fuck you, and then they will be foolish.
I imagine you'll ramp it up, though. So it's that you start off weak, and then you get strong, right? You build insults.
Right, but if we start getting cheap shots, then we ain't better than them. We're just as bad as them.
Message from the front line, sir.
Yes, speak.
Half of our army has been killed.
All right, then. How good are these insults?
I mean, I think they're pretty good. They keep getting better in my head.
Alright, well...
And then I keep thinking about them, and then I say them, and sometimes when they come out of my mouth, the end is good. But these ones are really good.
Sir, it's our only hope.
The insults.
It's our last line of defense.
Alright. We need megaphones. Lots of them. Big ones.
Right on it, sir.
We need boats, so that, obviously the Germans can hear our insults.
I'm on that, sir.
Alright. Also, too... We need like insult riders, because I mean he's one man, obviously he's coming up with some pretty good insults, but we need more.
I'll go find
some Jews, sir.
Alright, cool. Also,
I wouldn't mind having a team.
Alright.
And perfect Jews are perfect for it, because Germans hate Jews.
That's true.
I have to mention, maybe one of them I can say, this was written by a Jew, and then I say it, and they'd be really mad, wouldn't they?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, thank you.
Alright, good. Also too, we need someone to properly say them. You deliver them, but you also admitted that, if we can get someone else to, sort of tell the insults.
Well, I mean, I wanted to say them, but I guess if it's for, the best delivery possible, I know a guy.
Oh, no, I mean,
he's American. He used to be a radio announcer.
Well, let's hear yours. Let's hear yours. Your top one.
My best one? It's like an impression of myself. But wait.
Just, I want to hear it before we throw it out there, that way we know.
This is how I imagined it, saying it.
Okay.
It's not my real voice, but it's better than my voice.
Okay.
I think.
Sure.
Should I say it?
Yeah. Okay. Please.
All right. Let me get. All right. Okay. It's as if I was on a boat, right?
Okay.
And I was in the megaphone, and I was screaming at the other boat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just setting the scene for you.
Sure.
Okay. Hello, Germans. Would you want to be obliterated by our gunfire and then turned into sauerkraut sandwiches? That's like, it's like high pitched, so they all hear it, and it's like, who is that lady? They get confused.
Oh, yeah.
It confuses
so
them a lot.
So who's your friend? Who's this friend that you have that could deliver?
Oh, his name's Orson.
Orson?
Yeah, but he's like a radio announcer, and he's fighting in a war. He's American.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, he's a little too generic, right? I mean, he's like sounds like a radio guy. Like, oh, he's the guy on the wire.
Maybe we can give it a listen. Listen, you know, right?
I mean, I guess I can bring him in. But do you like my first voice I did? It throws him off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, the Germans are like, oh, it's a lady. And you know how they're sex hungry right now. What a fuck.
It was brilliant.
And then they're like, is that a lady? And then the lady insults them. Yes, it gets in their head. They'll be confused. But I'll get Orson in here.
Maybe
Orson.
Yeah, please.
Hey, Orson, come over here. Show him your stuff.
Yes, hello. It's me, Orson.
Hello, Mr. Wells. Speaking of the microphone, I'm Orson Welles' personal assistant, Jim.
Yes, hello?
Arthur, this is what we're doing. We have 40,000 of our best men on a beach at Dunkirk, and they'd all die.
Oh, right. Sounds hilarious.
We've come with a rescue plan, right?
Dangerous.
Okay, we got some top-notch insult riders on it, okay? We got some boats, we got some megaphones, we got some Jews, and they're all gonna, you know, really work to insult the German army, okay?
Jews, you say?
Yeah, we got Jew riders, alright? What we need from you, we need a proper delivery man, right? A vocal vessel, if you will, okay? Tell us your best insult.
Well, my best insult would have to be from a set of Citizen Kane.
Okay, alright, yeah, let's just hear it.
Well, I told one of the gaffers, he was a fat fucking piece of shit, and he would burn in hell, because he was not a Christian.
It's alright.
Are you not pleased with Mr. Orson's delivery of
that? He used to do.
I once told a man.
Used to do radio.
I once told a man that I would eat his eyeballs like grapes if he did not do what I told him.
My God. No. It's not really an insult. It's more like a threat, really.
I'll eat your eyeballs like grapes.
I'm sorry.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how much that scares a man.
I mean, it's an insult, really. It's not really.
Hey, if someone,
it's
a, you think,
a threat.
Think about your eyes as grapes.
It's a threat. It's not an insult. Insults, I mean, you know, you take something that someone's a little insecure about.
I'll
you
eat your hair like spaghetti.
Nah, see?
That's scary. That's like, think about someone putting a fork in your hair. Ooh, that's real scary.
We're not trying to scare them, we're trying to insult them.
Well, I guess we're not on the same page, I guess.
I just...
Can you bring that English fella back in here?
Hey, Orson. How you doing, man?
Seems like they don't like my macabre sense of humor.
Well, I think it's okay. They're more threats than actual insults. May I give you some of mine to read? Perhaps we could be a great duo.
Oh, no, I think we're probably going to move on. I mean, I think we're probably done here.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Three-fourths of our army has been killed.
Shit.
Arthur.
So I think I have something to say. I think if we go there now, we could lose less men. Just saying. Perhaps that's a good idea. Maybe we're mucking about too much and just get on the megaphones.
All right,
and
then
we start saying
all
things.
All right, you're right. You know what? You have experience. You know, they are more like threats, really. But we have a rotting team. I think you deliver too slow, so just speed it up a bit. And I think it should work. Alright, pull on the megaphones! Let them have it!
You Germans are like fairies who have fairy dust. And I eat fairies for breakfast.
Reload! Another insult!
Alright, my turn! Hey Germans! Hey Germans! You guys look like a bunch of oafs! They have blonde hair. You know, just stupid oafs.
doing dumb things.
Do you want to take that one again? Just try it one more time.
I kind of jumbled it up a little
bit. Yeah, when you started, you went through the voice a little late. Right.
Guys! Hey, Germans! You got blonde hair and you look like oafs doing stupid things.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Germans, hear this and be afraid. Aliens have come. They've infested your cities. They're tripods, they walk. The aliens have come to invade. Know this, Germans. They're after you.
I'm sorry. Shut off the mics. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what was that?
It wasn't even... It was an insult. It wasn't a threat.
It was like a new thing. Like a story. Like a fake news report of aliens.
Yes,
it's based on my favorite book, War of the Worlds.
All right, well, we're trying...
I mean... Shit.
That's frightening. To imagine real aliens in your city killing you.
Yes, I mean, I suppose...
It's pretty frightening, it is.
I suppose it could be
but
frightening.
But it's not real. It's not happening. This is very much more frightening than that. We're in the middle of a fucking war right now. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
What is that?
That's aliens.
That's aliens.
What is Hitler going to do about it?
Hitler did not plan for aliens.
Does he say that he doesn't like aliens in his races that he hates?
I think he said something like that one time.
Arnold, quick. We must send scouts around to see if we can find said aliens.
Oh, we got to find the aliens. This is our new mission.
Retreat. I say we retreat and go back.
Hey, you guys.
Say retreat, you will die.
Good. Thank you for killing him. I didn't like him in the first place. But we need air, you're right. We need to find the aliens.
Yes. I'll start looking, but I'm just too scared.
Oh, don't be scared.
And also, too, I feel like that fairy thing that they said earlier just really stuck a core with me.
Gunther, you're not a fairy. You are a strong German.
You are
the uber race.
You are
perfect.
Things.
Your DNA is perfect and better than everyone else's. You know that. Everyone knows it.
And also, The lady voice is insulting us. I've never been insulted by a lady. It hurts like 10 times as much.
Did you hear about the aliens? What happened to Franz?
He was spreading fear.
He was being stupid, and he said he wanted to defect to the other side, so we killed him.
This is good.
Yes.
But aliens have come to invade. We must do something about the aliens.
Yes. But you know what? Before I fight, I kind of... Can I just be honest? The thing where the guy told me I was an oaf and that I do stupid things?
I heard that too. It hurt my feelings.
I don't do stupid things. I fight for my country. And I also have... I don't tell anyone this, but I knit and I make blankets.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, but somebody thinks it's not masculine.
That is a real skill.
I know, it's very real. And I don't like that people say, oh, you play sport or you do the outdoor activities.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I like to knit. One time, I made a sweater that was went on my chest and it was a little tight. But it said my name on it. It said Arnold. And it says Arnold sweater. And I liked it.
That is beautiful.
I don't do stupid things.
An oaf would not do such things.
No, an oaf is a man who just goes around doing the stupid stuff. And I'm not that man.
No, never.
But, no.
Hey. Oh, Jack. Colonel, I think it's working.
They stopped firing.
They're all crying and bowing their heads and they're not firing anymore.
Well, that was amazing. Orson Welles.
I'm still on the fence about it. I don't think it's his best work, but I think parts of it were well done.
Okay. Can I say something? I want to say that I think this is absolutely his best work. And
Hands down, I agree.
This is he's the best fucking movie he's ever made. The best one since The Dark Knight. Well,
agree to disagree.
All right, well.
I think he peaked with Interstellar and... It's all downhill.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you peaked with, fucking high school, dude. But I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. You peaked at high school. I agree.
Well, here's the thing about that is, like, I wasn't even trying to really do anything in high school, so how could I peak when I wasn't trying to do anything?
Okay, all right, well,
sometimes people just, like, don't, when they don't try, they do better. And I think that that's what you were doing. Maybe you weren't aware of that it was your peak, which is even more sad because it was your peak and you weren't aware of it.
Like, you could tell, like, I wasn't trying at all in high school and I did great. But it feels like Christopher Nolan is just, like, trying too hard with this.
Whatever he's doing, it's fucking gold. Sorry, I don't care if he's trying or not trying.
But it's kind of sad. It's, like, sad because he's trying so hard.
No. Okay, first off, think about this, all right, man? He has Orson Welles, all right, yell insults at people, and then he disappears into the ocean like a fucking merman, all right, man?
Tell me what movie.
That part was cool, but yeah. The rest of it was stupid. I think it was stupid.
When are you going to see both sides? Emotional parts from both sides of the Germans and the Allies. When are you going to see that?
Schindler's List, maybe.
Okay, no, that's one example. Sure, no. That's very true. No. Okay, but other than that?
Name another one. Huh? Do it again.
All right, well, how about Saving Private Ryan?
You get one guy talking about it.
Yeah, because that counts.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's the thing. There's nothing else.
Yeah.
There's nothing else.
Nope. Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, okay. All right, maybe you get to see both sides sometimes, but, I mean, really, like, back-to-back in the same scene, and, like, when they're going boat-to-boat?
Yeah, that's where he fucked up. That's where he really messed up.
Hey, guys, can I ask you a question? Is this how the event of Dunkirk actually happened?
I'm pretty sure, well, maybe that's what it is, because it is, like, almost a historical picture. Everything that he put in this movie is exactly how the events unfolded. So maybe that's where I'm like, he doesn't really have enough creative freedom to tell the story. And I think that's where maybe it's losing me.
Okay.
Is because it's just like, it feels like a History Channel thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it feels Christopher like Nolan on the History needs Channel. Fiction to, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Orson Welles thing was like him needing to make something up. Because I don't think that happened.
Well, according to the IMDb, it says Orson Welles was involved at Dunkirk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it doesn't say, maybe he took some liberties with what he said.
Yeah.
Or how much he was involved.
Maybe it's like the Bible. There's more metaphors.
Yeah.
Like maybe. Orson Welles maybe didn't disappear. He was not involved anymore. So he made him disappear.
I guess what I would like more out of this movie, maybe the reason I'm not liking it is like, I wish someone would just say what it is in the movie. I wish someone would just go like, oh, here's what we're doing. Here's what's going to go on.
No, I don't like that. I like the mystery behind it. I kind of like that. Mm. Don't you?
Yeah, I think I like the mystery. I think what I like about this movie though, the thing that it really, the core of it, is that it's about how you can use words to fight your enemy.
You don't need violence.
You don't need violence.
See, I wish someone would say that in the movie. They just do it. They don't say it, though. They're not saying, like, here's what we're going to do. Use words to fight the enemy because words are better. They don't really say that. They just do it. Where it's losing me.
That's not how you make movies, though.
That's not really make movies where you just say the theme of the movie, like, out loud.
But I think it would be better if he did.
Why? But you know it already.
Well, now because you said it.
But it's kind of like treating the audience like they're idiots, like they need to be told what's going on.
No, I think it's doing a service to the audience.
Well, I guess we can make you happy here because there is a scene where they say that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, not my favorite scene, but
it makes you
happy, probably.
It was meant, you remember when you threw up your hands and like you got really pissed.
And I left,
it.
Yeah.
You left, yeah. Yeah. That's when it happened.
Yeah.
Oh, so if I was just hung on for a while.
Yeah, what you were waiting for.
Yeah, you got this movie made you really angry, by the way.
Yeah, everyone in the theater was like looking at you weird, like, this is, everyone liked the movie.
In our critics screening, I remember.
Any other critics.
I mean, I don't think you should yell bullshit at the screen.
Shouldn't do that, man.
When, like...
Listen, I mean, here's what it is like, for whatever reason, like, I'm going to keep it 100. like all the time.
I know you say that a lot. Keep it 100.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that. And it's like, hey, if you don't like it real, if you don't like people who keep it real, then you want to, you're not going to like me. Because I'm like always keeping it 100. I'm always telling the truth. I'm always keeping it real.
Yeah,
with everybody.
But do you find it necessary to like yell it out in public, like what you feel? Like, can you just maybe say it to your friends?
Well, if I didn't, then that wouldn't be keeping it 100.
I mean, you are keeping it 100. I mean, I think there's a place for it.
There's a time and place for keeping it 100, I guess.
Yeah, all day, every day. Okay. That's when you do it. Otherwise, because otherwise you're not keeping it 100. You're keeping it 99. You're keeping it 90%. You're not keeping it 100. Okay. You got to keep it 100%
of
the time.
You're right, man. You're right. You're absolutely right.
So if I think it's bullshit, I'm going to say bullshit in the theater.
God damn. Okay.
That's how I do.
Hey, Eric,
I
know. Hey, Eric, you know what? I know you like to keep it 100, but you know, why don't you fucking cool those jets? Okay, yeah. Man. All right.
All right. I'm going to keep it 100 right now and say that. I don't fucking like when people talk to me like that, but I respect and will defend your right to say that.
Thank you. All right. And if you don't like it, you got a problem with that, and you want to say something about it, we're going to be in the parking lot. We park right next to each other. I'll fucking see you there.
God damn it, guys. Guys, can you not do this right now? Eric, you keep it 100. All right? Eric?
I keep it 100 all the time.
Okay, you do. You do. We all know that.
Yes.
And Pedro? He has his beliefs and his belief systems and his opinions, and those are his. And, right? He can have those. Right?
I guess.
Yes, he can. Okay? And he says you're going to meet him in the parking lot. He's just trying to pump his chest out because he's afraid.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, what the fuck, man?
First off, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what I'm going to do to your fucking fingers, man. When we get back to our cars.
Fingers?
Okay, man. Yeah, I'm going
to
break
each and every... What are you going to do to his fucking fingers?
I'm going to break each and every one of his fingers.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Are you like a mob boss or something? What is it, you guys? You guys have just turned into these monsters.
Well, that's because Christopher Nolan's an artist, and...
I know, I agree, but I don't feel that strong.
He's shitting on his art right now, and I don't like that.
But he can shit on it, man. That's critics. Critics can do that. I know, it's really weird. We're disagreeing on a movie. We never do that. But Eric doesn't like it. Eric really hates it.
We were watching the movie. He yelled bullshit in that theater, got up and peed on his own theater seat.
I know. He fucking got up and turned around and peed.
Who the fuck does that? All right?
I don't know. He did. And then there was a nude...
It's called keeping it 100.
Like he's trying to punish Christopher Nolan by peeing on those fucking seats and having some fucking kid, some college kid come over there, have to dab the fucking sponges on his pee stain.
Fucking have this key. And then,
fucking sense.
The worst part, dude, is that you fucking turned around and sat in your own pee. Like, you could hear the squish.
Well, it was a crowded, I didn't understand it. It was a crowded and then, fucking theater.
And then right after that, man, you know, I'm going to fucking call you out on this. Right after that, there was like a hot sex scene. And you said, yeah, now we're fucking talking. And then she showed her boobs, and you were like, fucking nice titties, bitch.
Yeah. It was like,
what the fuck,
it was,
man?
It was more like, it was really rapey, too. It wasn't sexual at all.
But then, and then you got up out of your pee fucking seat, and you started, like, rubbing the outside of your pants, like you were jerking off. I was like, fuck it, dude, man. I'm sorry, dude. We're embarrassed to go out with you sometimes.
You're a fucking animal, dude.
Yeah, dude. He's fucking mad right now. You're fucking mad, aren't you?
Listen, you guys know how I do, and you know that I keep it 100. And you know that's how I am.
Hey, whoa, you don't have to cry, man.
Okay. No, it makes me mad. It makes me... Because right now you guys are being as shitty as this Christopher Nolan movie.
Okay, we know how really you feel about the movie. You don't have to keep saying it.
It hurts my feelings. When you tell me stuff that I did.
You remember doing that stuff, right?
But you did that.
You have to understand that that's not okay. You can't do that. We can't go back to that theater anymore. You know that, right?
I don't want to go back. They show movies like Dunkirk.
Well, okay, first off, that's our screener, by the way. Yeah. That's how we screen these
movies.
That's
how we see this. That's how this podcast happens, man.
Do you listen, I'll find another place that will screen a movie for us. I'll find another place.
Okay, but are you going to do the same thing? Are you going
to... We're going to have to figure something out.
The pee and the outside the pants jerking off and stuff. And But here's keeping it 100, man.
It is. That's how I do it.
Okay, that's how you do it.
But here's the thing is that I think what it comes down to, the root of the problem is Christopher Nolan makes a bad movie and it makes other people, including me, get mad and I act out. And it's his fault, really.
Eric, I'm just going to stop you there, okay? It's okay.
Okay, right? What?
But you walked out. And I really promise you this. You walked out and you got pissed, literally, no pun intended. And the movie, in my opinion, kind of went a weird way, but I think you would really like it, honestly. You just got to watch the rest, okay?
All right, well, let's watch the rest of it then.
Can we go back to that scene where they state the theme?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. That's when it starts to get, I mean, as Eric would think, good. And I wouldn't agree, but I think this is when... I think it's when it starts getting good, and I mean, okay, so Eric, just wipe your eyes off.
All right,
okay?
Well,
you're gonna keep it 100 here, okay?
Well,
all right.
Okay, I'll stay for this part then.
Okay, let's watch this.
Well, sir, it seems as if we didn't need to fight them Germans with guns or cannons or airplanes anyhow. We could just use our words to fight.
That's true.
It seems as if there's a lesson learned here. And this whole experience is a lesson that we've learned.
I just hope that anyone who learns of this tale can also just incorporate this into their everyday lives.
All day, every day.
All day, every
day.
Hey,
100%, right?
Right, keeping 100%.
Keeping it 100%.
100% real
all the fucking time.
Bro.
That's right. Always shouting out, keeping it real. You know, fucking pissing everywhere, right? Fuck it. Fuck it, right? Fucking jerking off outside me jeans. Just fucking wherever I want.
Wherever I want. Just, you know, if I'll get a chub.
Right?
What am I going to do with it, right? I'm going to, you know, give
you're
it a little feel.
You're going to rub me rabbit.
I'm giving it a feel.
You're right? Going to give your giblets a fucking rub. And maybe a little cum comes out, right? Who gives a fuck?
Hey, but that just feels good.
It right? makes you feel good. It makes you're you feel good. You're 100% yourself.
Makes you feel like a man.
Right. It's fucking, that's what this whole thing was about.
It's fucking necessary.
Necessary. And then when things are bullshit, you say it.
I say that's bullshit. Aye. If I see it, I say, aye, that's bullshit.
Yes, right. That's right.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
We've done it. We've ended World War II.
Fucking right.
Fucking aye, we did.
Fucking
we did
right. It. Check it out. Yes. Say it again. Hey, make another soggy on the blanket. On the chair.
I would need to drink something.
Aye. I'm going to tell you right now. This is all my stuff, but we're celebrating. Alright. We're celebrating, okay?
Because we saved.
Because we saved Dunkirk.
Yeah, and we saved the world too. We can do whatever we want now. We're gonna live like kings.
And the world is saved because of us. Yes.
Yeah, and guess what? To go back to what we were saying before you came, here's the thing. Words destroy the Germans. Not guns and violence.
Right.
That's the lesson learned here.
We had swords, we had bullets, we had bombs.
Yeah, right.
But guess what? Right. Guess what? Language, son. Language.
Language. Fucking right.
That's the best lesson of all.
Right. You don't need that stuff. All you need is your mind and your words.
Well, no. Well, technically, also, you need your mind and your mouth.
Right. I mean, both things. But. You need them to win the war. And they're better than the guns and the swords and the bullets.
Because those things are bullshit.
Fucking right, you're catching on. Hey, you just go get pissed and then piss all over chairs tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So wow. This kind of took a turn for...
I must
but
say, I don't...
That really
I don't...
brings the movie around for me. Okay. Now I feel like
we knew that.
Upon a second watching, I like it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
I mean, we figured...
That makes me less angry.
Yeah, we don't want you to be upset, man. And, you know, it's funny because in the theater with all the other critics, they were almost astonished at what was being said Because you just acted all that stuff out before.
Well, I mean, I wish I would have been there for that.
I know you definitely would have wished that.
But I was so angry at this movie that I stomped out after I did all that other stuff.
Hey, are those the same jeans, by the way?
These jeans?
Yeah.
That
you wore to the screening.
That I was wearing.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I caught like a whiff.
Yeah, it kind of was like a dry pee. It takes.
How many jeans do you own?
Dry pee.
Yeah.
You still smell the pee a little bit in the bottom of your jeans because you sat in the pissed chair.
Well, it was a full theater, so there's no other seats.
I know. And
like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, you could have peed on the floor. I mean, if you had to pee. I'm not saying you should have peed in the theater. I'm saying you could have peed on the floor, but...
Where was I supposed to pee, then?
There's a bathroom. You actually hated the movie anyways. You could go to the bathroom and not see the movie.
I don't think you guys even understood the message of that movie.
Well, clearly they stated
it. No, I think we understood it. They said it at the end.
Exactly.
Also, too, can I tell you right now, Kenneth Branagh and all those characters completely shifted.
Yeah, they really kind of change into these Cockney, sort of, almost modern people.
Yeah.
Really weird move by Nolan. I mean, I don't know, like...
Ooh, but I like that.
Yeah, we know, we figured we'd like it, so... Hey, listen, though, you know what? I like the movie altogether.
Yeah, I like
it, too. Yeah, now I like it, too. At the beginning, I would have given this movie probably negative 50 boxes of popcorn.
Mm.
But now... 10 buckets of popcorn from me.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give it 8.
I'm going to give it, I'm going to give it 7 bowls of lentil soup.
That's a good score.
Also, too, I'm sorry that we're basically almost fighting earlier over this stupid movie. It's really...
You know what?
Yeah.
That's because you were keeping it 100.
Nice.
Fist bumps.
All right. Hey, guys. We're getting a little buzzing in the earphones here, so... I think we should wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you hear that?
I do not hear it.
Yeah, we do have that. Yeah. Weird.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come out. And guys, if you heard that, then just disregard it. Don't listen to it. Don't focus on it.
Don't focus on the buzz.
Because that's not real. That's not us.
That's in your head.
That's in your head.
It's imaginary.
Fucking delusional piece of shit.
You're in the Matrix.
Yeah. You're not in the Matrix. That's not true.
Insulting.
Hey, fuck him, man. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. All right, guys. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us on the Movie Vault.
Come by next time when we're doing the same thing.
All right. Bye.
Adios.